This next track was a huge hit for Mary Black, and I'm going to play you that version of it now. But she's also accompanied by the group De Dannen. This song, well, in my book, and I say it so often, I wish I'd written this song. It's sheer poetry. Mary Black with De Dannen, and A Song for Ireland. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Beautiful. Okay, Let's change the style completely now and hand you over to the Irish Rovers in Pasadena.
Now, you're all familiar with this famous Irishman, Bing Crosby, aren't you? He's the boy that always sings them lovely little choruses that goes, Turaluraloo, Turaluralay. Now, the chorus I'll teach you first of all. It goes, Turaloo, Turalay, with me Turalay, Uralay, Uralay.
Oh, yeah, lovely speaker, well, I know.
Have you got that?
Turaloo, Turalay, with my Turalay, Uralay, Uralay.
And the name of the song, something every woman in the world should say at some time or another. I don't mind if I do.
She asked me to sing her a verse of a song. It's not very short and it's not very long. She asked me to sing about something that's new. And me darling, still I don't mind if I do. Toraloo.
Come on now.
Toraloo.
Everybody.
With my Toraloo. Be a farmer of mine. I courted a girl, though I felt rather shy. She bid me come in for a moment or two. And me darling said I don't mind if I do. Toraloo,
everybody.
Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Toraloo,
Toraloo. I entered the kitchen, 'twas cozy and bright. To a fine hearty supper I put out of sight. Says she, have a drop of the old Mountain Dew. And me darling says I don't mind if I do.
Toraloo,
everybody.
Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Toraloo, Toraloo.
I walked out of the kitchen and I picked up my hat. Oh darling, says she, don't you leave me like that. Says she, won't you stay for a wee kiss or two. And me darling says I don't mind if I do.
Toraloo,
come on.
With my Toraloo, Toraloo.
Well, we kissed and we squeezed and found lover's delight. And Peggy asked me if I'd make her my wife. Says she, I've a plough and an acre or two. And me darling says I don't mind if I do.
Toraloo,
everybody.
Toraloo, with my Toraloo.
Went to the church to be wed, and the priest stood before us with a book, and he said, now let you take Peggy, and Peggy take you. And father said, I don't mind if I do.
Toraloo,
come on.
Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Toraloo, Toraloo.
And now we are married, and happy are we. But we know little babies to dance on our knee. Says she, wait a while and we might have a few.
And my darling said I don't mind if I am. Toraloo,
come on.
Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Toraloo, Toraloo. Toraloo, Toraloo, with my Toraloo, Toraloo, Toraloo.
A bit of fun there from the Irish Rovers live in Pasadena. And I don't mind if I do. Wonderful Northern Ireland accents, have they not? Now, friends, it's another opportunity for me to go way back into the past, into the archives, and dig up some of these lovely old Irish songs that I love doing. This time, it's Joseph Locke. Joseph Locke in the 50s and early 60s was a huge attraction, no matter where he sang. I had the good fortune of meeting him on a number of occasions and actually accompany him singing on two occasions. But here he's singing a song entitled You'll Never Forget About Ireland. And do make allowances for the old recording, but it's still absolutely great.
Blue skies of Erin have all turned to grey, when the lakes of Killarney have faded away, when the gay Kerry pipers have all ceased to play, then you can forget about Ireland. When the green hills have gone and the white Shannon flows, and you don't dream at all of a wild Irish rose. Well, if ever that happens, 'twill surely be strange, for there's something inside you that never can change. While the warm Irish blood still runs free in your veins, you'll never forget about Ireland. Will I ever forget about Ireland, the dear homeland that I'll always miss? They may think me insane when I'm asked to explain, for I give my answer like this. When the blue skies of Erin have all turned to gray, when the lakes of Killarney have faded away, when the gay Kerry piper forget about Ireland. When the green hills have gone and the white Shannon flows, and you don't dream at all of a wild Irish rose, well, if ever that happens, 'twill surely be strange, for there's something inside you that never can change. While the warm Irish blood still runs free in your veins, you'll never forget about Ireland.
Now come on, make allowances. It was recorded way back in the days of steam recording. Joseph Locke and You'll Never Forget Old Ireland. I mentioned Trudy Lawler a few moments ago, did I not? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a listen to her right now. And she's got a good idea in her mind. She says, "We'll always be the best of friends." And that goes for all my Sounds Irish listeners.
Best of friends. best of friends. When we go away from here today, happy times or holidays, always be the best of friends. The best of friends.
Friends, this little program of ours, Sounds Irish, is now heard on a number of radio stations around the world. Some of them in the US, one in the UK, and a couple here in Ireland. During the week, I got a phone call from one of my Irish listeners. She said she would love to hear again the track I played a couple of weeks ago, The Wild Colonial Boy, from Connie Foley. She said, I grew up, Joe, listening to Connie Foley's music, as my dad and mum were big fans of his and used to tell me about how they used to go to hear him in the Theatre Royal in Dublin many years ago. So, Joe, if possible, on a future Sounds Irish programme, because I listen to them most of the time, could you play Connie Foley and his version of The Wild Colonial Boy? And if my grandson Emmett and his partner are listening over there in Australia, I'll include you both in this one.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only pride, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny clime he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich and helped the poor, he stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie, as Jack he rode along, listening to the mocking birds singing their mocking song, out stepped three mounted policemen, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you are 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's name, for you're a plundering son. Jack plucked two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high. I'll fight, I'll not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. Jack fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning then to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that is how they captured him, the wild colonial boy. Thank you.
That was that wonderful group called Patrick Street, playing a piece entitled Music for a Found Harmonium. I used to play harmonium in a church some years ago, but I never got that sort of sound from it. It was fantastic, wasn't it? And this is fantastic as well. It's one of my favourite groups, the High Kings. And they're singing a song which isn't an Irish song. In fact, I used to sing this song as part of a ballad group myself, but we won't go there. This is the High Kings singing a Scottish song entitled Peggy Gordon.
Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I am in love, I can't deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast. It's not for you to let the world know it. A troubled mind can know no rest. I put my head to a cask of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I am thinking and wishing Peggy Gordon here. I wish I was away in England, oh, far across the briny sea, sailing o'er the deepest ocean, where love nor care ne'er bother me. I was in some lonesome valley where womankind cannot be found, where the pretty small birds do change their voices, and every moment a different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. Why I am slighted so by thee.
Simple, wasn't it? Nothing extravagant there or over the top. The High Kings and Peggy Gordon. During the show band era in Irish music, that lasted from about late 50s until 1980, I reckon, when every town in Ireland had its own show band, and some of them were very good and some of them weren't. One of the most popular of the bands was the Mighty Avons show band. They had some huge hits, and they, wherever they went, they packed the venue. This is one of their tracks. They're featuring their lead vocalist, Larry Cunningham. Larry had a huge hit with Lovely Leitrim, which I must play for you some week. Here, Larry Cunningham and the Mighty Avons are telling us all about Slaney Valley.
us, Thorin Bonn, when first we met. I can see the roses yet, and the light that lit your happy eyes of blue. I can hear your sweet voice say, welcome as the flowers of May, as it did when first I whispered back to you. Will you come with me to Stone when the summer days are old and the roofs are winging? Where the mountains rise away for a field of golden grain, we'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I. As Thorin Bonn, when you said yes, Brimble was my happiness. Summer spread as near before, not flying. Never shone the moon so bright on a starry cold of night. Never sang the thrushes so divinely sweet. Thorin Bonn, for years you've been in my heart, its rightful queen. Ever loving, ever tender, ever true. On our hearts your smile did shine, that thing all it glowed upon, as it did when first I whispered back to you. Will you come with me to Stone when the summer days are old and the roofs are winging homeward in the sky? Where the mountains rise away o'er a field of golden grain, we'll go home to Slaney Valley, you and I.
I said at the beginning of the program we'd hear some old favourites, and we're going out on one such song. And if you feel like singing, why not sing an Irish song? Here's Sean Dunphy.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath a blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She's lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Sean Dunphy and the Rose of Tralee bringing our programme to a close for this week. Hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks. I've enjoyed them all. And the voice, well, that held up just to the end of the programme. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. And until we're together again next week, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.